like barber shops are closed.
Yeah, I know. Oh, can you tell?
Yeah.
Obviously they're closed. Look at my hair. Also too, I've just refused to shave. Like I've just refused to like do anything that has to do with human nature. I'm just
do you
living
shave
wild.
The sides here?
I don't. I can't grow hair. People think this is like my. People probably think this is like my look. Like I'm shaving my sides just to get this. This is. I can grow a neck. I can grow a neck beard. I can grow this and I can grow that. That's it. Nothing grows here.
See, the problem with mine is it's like patchy. Like I just look weird because I like I'll grow some here, grow some here.
Yeah, mine's not patchy. It just doesn't grow.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird. I probably not enough hormones in my milk as a young child.
What is this? Welcome.
Oh, sorry. Are people watching this right now? Oh, shit. Well, guys, welcome back. Fuck, that sounds so cheesy. We have to have more of a grand reopening. This is our...
Let's explain ourselves. Let me explain myself.
Yeah, explain yourself, and then I'll explain myself.
So there actually is a podcast currently up on the channel right now, but we both decided that we're going to keep it on private for a little bit.
It's pretty heavy.
It just right now, we have too much to lose in our lives. We have to keep it on private.
Right.
That being said, we had three other podcasts that somehow we got lost.
We had some good ones. We did one with our high school buddy.
Yeah, Jack.
We fished with Jack. Jack, if you're watching this, sorry, dude. Dipshit over here lost all the footage.
Honestly.
I lost some, I think, maybe. Or I might have something on my computer. Or
here's what's crazy about the lost footage.
What?
We both backed it. Like, you left with a copy.
I know, I don't have it either.
And I left with a copy. And we both lost it. So something, the universe was like, hey, those were shit.
They weren't meant to go up for some reason. But anyway, we're back. We're live. I swear to God. We're still doing the Chirped podcast. It's just, we've had some weird things that have gone on in our lives. I've been fishing my dick off. Alex has been going back and forth between Illinois and Texas. Sounds like you're going to be in Texas for a little bit, though.
Yeah, not. I was in Florida, not Illinois.
Oh, sorry. Florida. My bad. Well, you went from Illinois to Texas to Florida back now to Texas. It's hard to keep track of what you're doing.
My life's a mess, as you guys can tell from my...
My life's a mess, but then I look at your life and I'm like, I got my shit together. I really am fucking not that bad. Anyway, yeah, we're doing these podcasts still. I know you guys have been asking for them, which is cool because we didn't know if you would enjoy them when we first posted them. But now that we're closer in the same state, doing a lot of stuff together, more chirps incoming. But anyway, let's just get right into this hot, saucy fucking episode. Perrick, you said you wanted to talk about something today. The first thing you said to me is I have a topic, and I'm curious to know what this topic is.
So I've got an idea that I want to do for my channel.
Okay.
But I want to talk about it on here because I feel like it kind of relates back to us.
Okay.
Back growing up. So, like, when we started off fishing, I know we always talk about growing up in Chicago, whatever.
Yeah.
Stop story. But we started off fishing ponds, a lot of ponds.
Mm-hmm.
And after traveling around, like, the different states and all over the world, ponds are kind of – there's different types of ponds, right? These, like, exclusive ponds that nobody really knows about that somebody's usually stocked, like – with like a 10-pounder or a muskie or something. Like there's these little ditches that
I remember
have this...
there was ponds where you'd be like, oh, there's a one walleye in there. Or
Yeah,
I know what you're saying. I feel you.
So here's my idea.
Okay.
The reason why I asked you this morning, because in Florida you can
go. I have a weird feeling I know what you're about to say, which is pretty interesting, but keep going.
So in Florida, you can go, I don't know if you watched Jacob McJordan's video where he literally stocks a 13-pounder.
Is that his pond though?
Yeah. So in Florida, if you catch a fish
that's
legal, so it's over the size limit, you can transport it into a private body of water.
Private though.
Yeah.
Non-public.
Non-public.
Okay.
So my idea was we catch some fish,
mm-hmm.
right? We catch a bunch of big fish.
Mm-hmm.
We stock, I have a pond outside my apartment.
Oh, you do?
That's private.
Private, yeah.
We set up a live stream.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell people where the pond is, and they can come and try and catch our
fish. Exactly what I thought you were going to say. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, I'm just thinking,
I think you can in Texas. Texas is pretty, like, chill laws. I think you'd have to be careful with what you stock. Like, I think what would be cool is if we got a bunch of spotted bass from Allen Henry, because there's Alabama spots and there's just regular spots, and you just put them in the pond. Because people would be like, want to catch those. Because there's no, there's really not a whole lot of places here in DFW you can catch. That's pretty fucking cool, though.
Yeah. I would just, like, dude, I don't know. Obviously, it's just a stupid idea I had the other
day. Or we find a place that hatches that makes baby muskies and we just put one.
Yeah. Or, like, I don't know. Like, the only issue is on my apartment complex, like, setting up a live stream. Like, I feel like that's just not going to work out. Like,
well, people know where you live then.
Yeah. Well, I'm not worried about that because, like, there's multiple gates to get into my place.
I see.
But I'm more worried about, like, just random kids coming and fishing this pond, like too many kids. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of the point. It's going to get absolutely slaughtered regardless.
Yeah, but that's why if I found like my own piece of property or a pond that I had better permission with, like it'd just be such a cool idea to
let's just do it with Rob's pond and not tell him.
That's what we should do. We just post his address online and then everybody will go to it. Yes. And he's not going to watch this, so he's not going to have to debate this.
He's not watching this shit. He'll be like, how the fuck did so many people find out where my pond is? And then someone's like, yo, AP and John just doxed the shit out of your pond. He's got a good pond. We should stock that shit.
Yeah, so that was my idea.
Don't fish Rob's pond.
Don't fish Rob's pond.
Fuck.
But one more thing I did want to ask on the pond topic is, so one of my buddies back home, he recently got a text. He was fishing a spot, and he like posted a picture, and you can kind of see it laid on or whatever, and he got bitched out. Like, his buddy was so mad at
anyone
him.
Anyone I know or no?
Charlie.
Okay.
So anyways, he got like just bitched out by this guy. I feel like me and you, we never really cared. Like, if you were fishing my spot, if I was fishing your spot, like, we didn't really care back in the day.
I'd be like, I would want to fish it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't give a shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
Was the guy bitching the other guy out because he thought other people were going to find out where it was? Or he just didn't want him fishing there?
He thought that he was going to ruin the spot by posting that picture.
Ah.
But you couldn't really tell.
Yeah,
you couldn't really tell. And I mean, now it's like, for me and you.
What does the laydown look like? Is it purple and yellow? Like, what kind of fucking laydown are we talking here? Like, is it multicolored? Like, oh yeah, it's a piece of wood in the water.
I think it just goes back to the fact that, like, ponds are, if you really want to find one yourself, like, that's really good. Like, you just got to fish a bunch of them. Like, you never know what is going to be in a pond. Like,
yeah, well, it's also crazy. Hard here in Texas. Like, I don't like pond fishing in Texas. Back in Illinois, it was a lot easier.
Yeah, because there's, like, well.
That was just my AC. You good?
Nice. Yeah, I'm good, man. We had a long, we usually do these podcasts at night, and we decided to change it up and do it in the morning.
Last night, we got hammered. That's what he's trying to say.
Like,
absolutely obliterated.
Just John and I, the quarantine, we were like, dude, we gotta have our own parties. So.
I feel like alcoholism and depression is an all-time high right now with, that's actually too real of a statement, I'm sorry, but it's probably true. It's probably an all-time high with this whole quarantine thing going on. Alcoholism in this house for sure. Depression, not really. I'm stoked. I'm happy. I'm getting fish, like, all the
time. Yeah, you're killing it.
Texas has, by the way, a lot of you guys watched my videos and, like, gave me some shit for going fishing, but Texas has deemed fishing to be an essential activity. So, I mean, I'm just doing what I know best, drinking and fishing.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal with this whole thing.
What?
You live by yourself.
Yes.
You did the 2-week quarantine already. That's already way past.
Oh, yeah. I did, like, 2 weeks.
If you don't have it, you don't have it, and you go to a lake, you're going to a ramp, you come back.
I don't talk to anyone. I don't hang out with anyone except you now, but it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah. And like, at the end of the day, you're going to have to get back to normal life. Like,
yeah.
If you want to stay inside your house and you want to be scared, then you can. But if we have the right to go out and fish.
I'm just going to go fish.
We have a big trip coming up tonight.
Yeah, AP and I are going to go return to the place that we fished on the Never Stop Tour, Lake Allen Henry, or La. They call it La, L-A-H. L-A-H. It's a sick little lake. There's a guy that I met down there. His name's Wes. And he told us to come back because it's got lots of big old fish potential. Big old bass rubbing their titties in the sand. You can go whack them. I need a 10-pounder.
We're going there for one reason only.
To catch a fucking giant.
Okay, let's let this be heard right now on the podcast.
Huh, what?
So we stumble upon, I'm on the ladder, you're driving. We stumble upon the elusive 11-pounder on the bed.
Oh my God.
How do we decide who flips for it? Are we going to go one for one? Like, what is...
I don't know, man.
If your buddy comes, he's not out of this.
Oh, he's not fucking... Yeah,
yeah, he's out of this.
He's cool with that, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
He's on the
Cole's
camera.
Cool with that, yeah. He didn't give a fuck. Cole's caught a 10.
I feel like we have to go flip for flip. That would just make the video that much more interesting.
For flip,
or, like, give you 10 minutes. Like, you know how, after, like, 20 minutes...
No, you should play it fair. Like, we both are equally as deserving as fish. I think just go flip for flip.
Flip for flip.
Unless flip for flip isn't, like, hot. Like, I just never know with those fish. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes, like, it's a situation where you can't, like, just... Especially those big ones, like, you have to fucking let them just do their thing. Mm-hmm. They're just really pissed off. The guy also said, like, three big females will bed with, like, one male, which is interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
So we have this chance of seeing 3 10-pounders.
He says if you find one, there's generally another one with, like, two, like, and we did see a lot of, like, three, not pairs. Of, what is three of a pair? What is that called?
A hat trick? Three of a kind?
Really? Hat trick? When the bass are all hat-tricked up, that doesn't sound right. Anyway.
Let's talk about our man, then. Let's talk about our famous friend on the internet.
Who?
Idubs.
Oh, E-dubs?
I would love to be friends with him.
I think he knows a guy that knows a guy that we know, I guess.
Yeah, he went fishing with Extreme Philly Fishing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he did also go. I was thinking of someone else, but yeah, he did go fishing with, which is fucking insane. It's like I'm going online, and I, like, watch an Extreme Philly Fishing video, and there's Idubs, and I'm like, am I high right now? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, how did this happen?
It just blows your mind. You're like, how did this collab even happen? Yeah,
so fucking interesting.
But he finally, after all these years, he got some flack on his last video.
Yeah, he did.
Did you not want to talk about this subject?
Not really. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know enough about it. And I don't know. I think that whole like argument is so weird. Like the whole simping thing. Like what the fuck? I must be old. I don't get simping. I get it.
There's some girls I would definitely simp for. we'll just put that out there right now. There are some, and I know one. Wow. You know,
I was waiting for you to say something stupid.
Like a name or something?
No, just the just what you said. There's a few girls I would simp for. It's just the word simp, just like it's so like I'm a freshman in fucking college. Like,
yeah.
I'm not even defending the actual simps. I think if you're a simp, you're just a fucking tool. There was a word before simp, and there was something that sounded way better. Simp just sounds weird.
It does.
Simp is short for what? Simpleton? Just like being a simple fucking minded person? Is that what it means? Do you even know?
I don't know what it means. I just know like what it means, like as in like,
yeah, yeah.
You're just like a girl's bitch, pretty much.
You're just a bitch, exactly. I think the word just needs to be bitch. Simp is just so weird. I don't know. It takes away from it. But anyway, yeah, I guess IW is a simp.
The one thing I do want to say
Eric is a simp.
The one thing I do
want
to say.
Who would you simp for?
I'm not saying. The thing I do want to say, though, about the whole OnlyFans thing, like, what? I just don't see other motivations behind having an OnlyFans unless you need money.
Yeah. How much? They get paid a shit ton, though, people.
Well, it's all, like, it's the same thing as Patreon, pretty much.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But so, like,
titties and
yeah.
penises.
Yeah. So you subscribe to a channel and, like.
It should have a different name than OnlyFans. Because when I first heard about it, I thought it was like Patreon. But I guess Patreon also allows like when you sign up to do a Patreon.
I don't know why I just thought about this, but what? You like not knowing what it was, just me thinking you like sign up for it, thinking it's like a Patreon.
Yeah. Hey guys, follow my only. Could you imagine? I'm like, dude, fuck, Patreon's old. I'm just gonna go try. I'm gonna hop on OnlyFans. Seems like the big thing right now. Hey guys, I just set up an OnlyFans account. Link in the description. It gets a little weird. Let's just say there's fish involved. It's like tentacle porn, but even better.
Yeah.
We lost our
camera guy because of budget cuts. So.
Yeah. No, our camera guy. He's my fucking camera. Alex went on a date last night. We were gonna go. He's gonna hang out with us, and he just fucking.
It was really quick.
Simping.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Al's fine. He's
it was
chill.
Bullshit too, because you were trying to talk to him, and he like stayed on the phone for 30 seconds, and then we like asked him a question.
He like cut you off.
Hung up on
us. Yeah, literally hung up on Parrot. It was unreal. No, it's good for him. He needs to get some fresh air. He needs to get a little bit of booty in his life. That's good, man. I'm glad he's getting out there. Because when he's not getting out there, he's fucking cooped up editing or filming my retarded ass.
Yeah, like you the two kid, in a tent for like 5 days. That's just
the one thing I will say is the kid's mad fucking steezy on the net. He's netted all my big fish since.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Quick way to get fired is if you just fucking bonk one in the head. Reeling in a 7-pounder, bonk. See you later. That'd be it.
That would be it.
He could lose all the footage. I wouldn't give a shit. But if he bonked a 10-pounder and it pops off, I'd be like, we're going back to the ramp. Here's your bags.
We got to catch a 10-pounder this week. We got to have.
I am going insane. I've caught a fucking. This is the most ridiculous season I've ever had. Like many sixes and fives, a decent amount of sevens, three eights, no nines, no tens. What the fuck? And my buddy Cole.
I've never caught a nine, so.
Have you not?
No, my biggest is only 8.3.
Oh, we could break your fucking PB this week.
I know. That's why, dude, I'm so. You keep saying, like, oh, you're going to bat. I'm, like, fucking excited for this.
Really?
Yes.
This is crazy.
Because here's the deal. Here's my life philosophy now. You can't fish. Like, you can do it. But the reason why even Rob and, like, Rackley and myself, like, if you do it every day, you sometimes get burnt out. So I've taken, like, a two-week break from it. So I'm just like.
You're ready to go.
Yes.
No, believe me. I'm fucking burnt out. The only thing keeping me going is just, like, this artificial like goal I have to catch a 10-pound. Like, I don't want to say artificial, but it's like once I catch a 10-pounder, nothing's gonna happen. Like, the fucking earth isn't going to have a party for me. Like, once I catch the 10, nothing's like, people are gonna be like, sweet dude, I also have caught a 10. I just want to do it. I just like, you know, like when you're like in high school, it's like, I just want to get laid. You gotta get laid, you know. I just want to get this fucking 10-pounder. That's all I want. I have the same feeling I did, like, you know, as a kid.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because, like, just what, that's what laid? You were thinking.
Oh,
just comparing
this
catching
is,
a
this
10-pounder
is the same thing. It is
getting laid.
It's like I need my fucking 10-pound V card just swiped away from me, and I'm hoping it happens at Allen Henry.
Well,
not my actual V card at Allen Henry. That'd be weird. But anyway, what were we talking about? This got weird. We were talking about OnlyFans and Cindy. Simp,
OnlyFans, and getting laid.
Getting laid by a largemouth bass. Or wait. No, sorry. Catching a largemouth bass. My apologies. I get those two confused. But yeah, I know. We have a good shot. This lake's sick. Super clear. Big fish. Big fish. I mean, so this year, some Jimmy caught... He looks like Ed Sheeran. Some Jimmy caught fucking...
Can we get the picture up on the screen now?
Yeah, we'll pull it up right now, whoever's editing this. It's like a 13... He got like a 13 and a 14 this year.
Was it same day or like...
Same week. Yeah, we know what we're doing. That's a good spawning spot, though. Yeah. Like, we stumbled upon probably one of the better spawning areas there. But anyway, what the fuck, man? What else? Sorry, guys. Hey, guys. Greg Allen here to talk about spawning bass. No, I'm just kidding. I got nothing to talk about.
Oh, that's a lot of... For Q1 reports are coming in on big companies, so.
Oh, I see. Yeah, very interesting.
Hey, so you were talking about how.
Where have you fucking been, Alex? That's what I want to know.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Explain yourself.
I need to grow up. It's always just the virus thing. I was just relaxing with my family, and
he called me. Let me cut you off.
Yeah, go
he
ahead.
Called me. What was that like? I was fishing Joe Pool. You called me like
a month ago.
Yeah, a month ago, like March 3rd or something like that. And you were like, what's your take on this, man? I'm like, I'm fucking fishing, just like chilling. Like, I could give zero fucks if the world's on fire. And he's like, I just don't know. Everything's going to shut down. I'm like, I don't know, man. He's like, should I stay? Should I go? I'm like, I don't know, man. You should just consolidate with yourself. I would fucking stay in Texas. Go rip some up. All right, sure. Call him the next day. So what's going on? He's like, I'm in Florida. I left. And I was like, fucking goddamn it, Alex. We were supposed to have a good fucking spring and fish. Honestly, you didn't miss much, though.
No, I didn't miss much, though.
These past few months have been shit. Amistad was the only good trip I had probably this month.
The thing about, like, I fell for the media BS. Because I was watching the media. I was watching all these new channels. Too. And, like, it made it sound like you were going to get stuck in your house for 3 to 4 weeks, and you weren't going to be able to leave. Like, no. And I didn't want to be I didn't know if I was going to be able. If you could go to your friend's house, like, yeah. I didn't want to be stuck in my apartment by myself. I felt like that was really like not good.
Well, dude, I mean, I hit fucking rush hour traffic like a week and a half ago. Like, I was stuck in fucking traffic
here.
Yes, that's my point. And like, people are like, stay indoors. Like, Texas, I think, is the most like, who gives a fuck country or country. It is a country almost of state.
Florida's kind of like that too.
Just like, oh, we're supposed to stay inside. Yeah, I'm going to go fucking fishing. Or like, I'm not going
to
do that.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
And I never once got stopped. Like, I got pulled over by the DNR. They said nothing about COVID or anything like that. They were just like, they just gave me a ticket for something else. Not having a registered boat, but that's a different story.
When we were staying on the houseboat, we should talk about that. When we were staying on the houseboat, one in the mornings, they were getting picked up. I was staying on the houseboat, and these two guys were leaving to go offshore. Mm-hmm. And, like, the boat pulled up to pick them up. Mm-hmm. FWC, like, came by and started fucking yelling at us, like, saying because we weren't 6 feet apart with the boat.
6 feet apart? What do you mean? What other boat?
Because the houseboat was here, and then, like, a boat that had, an offshore boat to go fishing came and picked up Elliot and Jigen.
Yeah.
So they came, picked them up, and left, and, like, the guy, like, lost his mind. He's like, why are you doing this? Why are you not staying 6 feet?
Wait, why? If you know the guy, though, why? What does it matter?
Because you were supposed to say all boats are supposed to stay 6 feet apart. Oh,
because of COVID. Sorry, wasn't. Yeah. Ah, really? You guys were already all together.
Yeah, FWC. I don't know. It's just weird.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy flipped on you?
Yeah. FWC was like screaming, and then it wasn't like you'd give somebody a ticket, so he just like got all flustered and just like hammered his engine and just took off. It was the weirdest thing ever. FWC is Florida has a crazy amount of conservation officers, and so does Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, they have lot Texas. Of...
I would never, ever...
Illinois's got, like, three. Around.
Yeah, there's... It's Tim, Harry, and then I think Gail is also the third one. Yeah, there's three fucking Department of Natural Resource officers over there. I don't know how they fucking do it.
They work opening day of trout, opening day of bass, and...
Oh, Braidwood. They're on Braidwood.
And Braidwood.
Yeah.
and they work opening day of deer hunting.
There's,
that's it.
There's Texas parks. I see stations all over.
Which is cool.
All over, which is cool. Make sure it's still recorded. Yeah, so...
Quick, what else is going on in the internet? How's the
internet?
Who you been watching?
Who have I been watching? I watch like a lot of like car shit. I watch like Hoovy's Garage. Kind of reminds me of you. He makes a bunch of bad life decisions. He'll like for those of you guys who watch Hoovy's Garage probably know what I'm about to say, but he'll just buy like old shitty cars that like are nice, that like were nice. So he'll buy like a 2000 like Porsche 911 with like 150,000 miles on it. for like $6,000. And then like he'll drive it, he'll use it. It's a sick car, and then it breaks.
And then he just throws it out.
Well, yeah, but then he makes like a few thousand dollars off
the AdSense. Yeah.
I mean, it's a really cool concept because he's got like nice cars, but they're not expensive, and they just have a shit ton of miles, and he can make it, like people love when his shit breaks. So
Do you see yourself ever transforming your content into car stuff? Like,
fuck no, I don't know anything about cars.
Yeah, but that's dude. You always
that's,
say
that's
that,
a that. No, that's a scary demographic because it's almost like fishing, but like 10 times worse. Like if you say something fucking slightly wrong about a car, the car community is like, fuck, they will rip you a new asshole.
But isn't that what they're you so... want? Isn't that what you want for YouTube?
No. What? Wait, what?
You want to get ripped apart, so no, all I the don't. Comments come and like you just no. help. Helps everything.
No. To be a car channel, you have to fucking know how to build an engine. Like, people are so annoying. I look at the comments of some of these people's videos, and it's like, is everyone a goddamn mechanic? You think everyone is a fucking professional Elite Series angler in the comment section of our videos. Then you go and look at the fucking car guys' videos, and you think everyone is a fucking Porsche Formula One mechanic. Like, everyone just knows what the fuck they're doing. Oh, no, you're wrong. I'm right. It's annoying as fuck. I would never even... I remember one time I said something stupid about, like, a Porsche. I was like... I say this all the time. I said something about, like, a Porsche has a V6. So it's not a V6. It's a fucking... and I'm going to fuck this up. Is it an inline? No, I think it's a box 6. I don't fucking know. It doesn't matter. I think it's a box. It doesn't fucking matter. It has 6 cylinders. It's a goddamn box 6. Car. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Peric would fucking know. Exactly.
So you don't see that... So
speaking of cars, can I say something?
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm going to say it. This kid, we did. This is one of our first topics in the podcast. This motherfucker bought another Tesla. And then what happened? I'm so excited. I'm like trembling.
This is worse than the first. This is worse Teslas. Than the first one because the second one, this was legit. Like I was 100%.
Well, so, it wasn't very legit because.
I backed out the day it got delivered, I backed out.
What? Are you serious? You didn't tell me this.
So I ordered another Tesla.
Yes, that's the title.
But this was for okay. I still might get it. I still might reorder it.
Why not? Fuck it.
Here's the problem. Okay.
There is none.
So what I ordered was a Model X this time.
Yeah.
So it's a $100,000 car.
First one was a Model 3, by the way.
Model 3, yeah. Which is a $40,000 car.
Yeah.
This was a
big jump.
This was a $100,000 car.
Honda Accord, Lamborghini.
The reason why I got it is because I am in love with Tesla. I love them.
Yeah. And it's cool. It's fine.
It's the only truck, the car they make that you can tow a boat with. The Tesla.
What is
truck,
the towing capacity?
5,000 pounds.
I'd have thought it'd been more than that.
That's what it's rated for. I don't know. That's at least what I thought. So the Tesla truck.
Looks like a bag of dicks. Looks like a hot, steamy bag of badger dicks.
What I was going to say is...
I don't care what anyone says.
It's not coming out until 2023 or 2022.
Oh, that's
earliest.
What you're
going to
say.
That's what I was going to say.
Sorry, my bad.
I would get it. I can't get it. So I'm like, if I want to make videos, there's nobody on YouTube making videos about...
Tesla trucks?
Yeah.
If you pulled a boat with a Tesla, fucking hilarious. Could you imagine going to East Texas and backing your fucking boat?
You make fun of me, man. Okay.
I know. I think it's fucking hilarious.
Honestly,
I'm
going to get made fun
of
because of my...
I want it to happen. I want it to happen so you can go to fucking some podunk East Texas lake where everyone's got white F-150s and you pull up with your fucking wing gull door Tesla backing in your fucking jet boat. People are just like, this motherfucker's from Illinois. This motherfucker is from fucking Austin, Texas. Look at this motherfucker. I want to see it so bad.
So my plan was to like make videos testing, can the Tesla tow boats? Like what is your battery life?
That's actually cool. Yeah,
like
yeah.
It was, I had some cool concepts behind it.
I said to myself, if Ford comes out with this fucking electric truck anytime soon, I would buy that.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I think electric's cool. It's a cool concept.
And I mean, look at what's going on with oil right now. Like it's just... It's cool. Things are changing. Anyways.
Oil's cheap right now. Gas is so fucking cheap.
Things are cool. Cool life. But anyway, so I buy this truck, or I order this car in...
February?
Yeah, February when I moved to Dallas. Yeah. So I didn't have a car down here. I was just walking to the office, and I had my F-150 down here. But I order this car. I go through all the steps, and last time I applied for the loan. So I've never really got a loan before. I've always just... I don't know why.
Outright.
I'm an idiot. I should have built my credit up before. Oh. But for the Model 3, I had to send in like 2017, 2018 tax returns, which I didn't have. And that's one of the reasons why not that I don't file my taxes. I just didn't have them done at the point.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know how it is. It's just, you have to send all this stuff. Then when you apply for a loan, you have to prove your financials. You have to do all this stuff. And I was just like too lazy. So I canceled the Model 3. This time I'm like, I got all my finances together. Here's this. I'm going to take out this loan. I'm going to put... I put like 20% down. Got a decent rate for my first time. Loan was good. Sent them my down payment over.
Yeah.
Got insurance on the car. Everything was great.
Oh, you even got insurance too? How much was insurance?
$250 a month.
Wow, that's pretty expensive.
You know why? Because
wow,
if you get in an accident with a Tesla, like the door is like $19,000, because they don't. There's no mechanic warehouses, or there's no mechanics.
That's actually a literal fuck ton. $250 a month.
Yes, it was fucking ridiculous.
What?
And this was just through state.
Also, Texas.
I didn't shop around.
Texas also too has higher rates. I remember when I got my car. I got my. Funny thinking, my first loan also was a retardedly expensive Porsche. When I got it insurance in Illinois, I think it was only like, it was like 90, not even, it was like 80 or 90 bucks, which isn't bad. And then I came over here and I think it was like 200 something. It was
yeah.
A fuck ton.
So Tesla's supposedly coming out with their own insurance shortly to bring that down. But
yeah.
The crazy part is, when you think about it, Tesla are this, there's no disputing this. I don't care what anybody fucking says. They are the safest.
Cars. Oh, I've seen videos. Yeah, you can't flip them.
Yeah. And like when you're in, if you're going to hit a car, you're like, there's no chance you're going to rear end somebody. It stops you. Mm-hmm. The cameras don't have you merge into somebody else.
It's
a smart car.
It also, it's just like from like mechanical simple, like it's wow, I'm trying to get fucking scientific here and I can't. It's so goddamn heavy and so its center of gravity is like so fucking low that if like get T-boned, I've seen videos of them just going like this and they come right back down. So yeah. The Model X specifically. Yeah. It's crazy. It weighs like 6,000, 5,000 pounds. I'm ridiculous.
It's just because like, which I think Tesla controlling where they get their cars fixed and stuff.
Yeah.
Long term will be good. Will be better than having a bunch of third party. I don't know. Third party mechanic shops, like.
A little weird.
They're sketchy. You get overcharged.
Yeah.
Like you don't really know what they're doing.
But everything's kind of third party though. When you think about it, like even at the dealer, like.
Well, Tesla's not doing that.
What's your point?
Like you have to go to Tesla to get stuff fixed. There's no mechanics. There's like they're trying to change that. People are like they hate that. They disagree with that. Anyway,
okay, I see what you're saying.
Well, it doesn't matter.
No,
so I did the insurance. I got my estimated arrival date, and the day I land in Florida, the guy calls me and says, "Hey, your car is 5 days early. Do you want to pick it up?"
What did you even say? You're like, "I'm good."
That was like March 13th, and that was like. The Dow dropped like 1,200 points. Like the whole economy was falling apart.
Yeah.
So I was like, I just told him like, hey, give me till the Monday, till the weekend to like decide. Like, I don't know what's going on. And the guy's like, yeah, we're kind of, people are canceling. Like he understood.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Monday or Tuesday was like the big, like if you was the day that like everything hit the fan. Like
yeah.
If you look at the media, it's like, polar opposite every day by day. Like one day they're like the world's ending, the next day they're like, oh, things are better,
looking good,
things are good.
Yeah.
So I just told the guy, I'm like, hey, can I delay this until I get back? Like I might be coming back to Texas in 2 to 4.
So it's still there.
2 to 4 weeks. He's like, no, you either have to pick it up, you have to schedule a pickup, or they're gonna reassign your VIN number.
Huh? Reassign the VIN number, meaning they're gonna give the car a new VIN?
Like reassign the VIN number to somebody else. So like when your car's made, they assign your VIN number to you, and then.
You can still...
Yeah, so I could still order another car. Like,
why do you need to pick one up? Why can't you just pick one up? I'm so confused.
Because they don't have any in stock.
That's so weird.
I think it's the greatest thing ever. We were talking about this last night. Like, all these shabby...
Well, it's the greatest thing ever for the business.
As a business, it's amazing. Yeah, but from a like, consumer standpoint, if you
want
to just...
I just want to pull up to... Like, I can pull up to a lot right now, and I could pick out any car I want.
Yeah.
I literally can. But you can't do that with the Tesla.
And that's the issue.
No, I don't want to wait for a fucking car.
I ordered it in February. It was March. It was 5 or 6 weeks later.
I think that's stupid.
And that's another, like, if that whole time I was ready, any of those days I would have went and picked up the Tesla.
Yeah.
Like, I already paid for it and everything. But since that whole virus happened and I was in Florida, I couldn't come back and pick it up. So I just, like, canceled it.
Yeah.
But I could just get back on there.
This is a pretty good reason, though. I mean, it's not like, well, I don't even know what your last one was just like, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah, I was
this
like,
is a pretty...
No,
like,
no, because
the world was on fire. I was in Florida. I couldn't get back. And... The Dow dropped 1,000 points. That's a pretty good excuse.
Yeah.
The last one was just kind of like, yeah, I don't want it anymore.
Well, it was mostly because I was going to do Uber. And
oh, that's right. Yeah, and then you just said, fuck that.
I needed a car that can pull. But one more thing before we change topics, because I'm done talking about how I bought a Tesla 18 times.
Oh, don't you'll buy a third one.
I probably will. Imagine the greatest part about that thing is camping in it. Because it's climate controlled. Like, you don't have to have... your engine running all night. It's it's electric, so you could cool it off. You can watch Netflix
and chill.
And chill, yeah.
No, you're right. That's why I like, you seen the Rivian truck?
Yeah.
I think that one would be cool because it has a bunch of like integrated shit within the vehicle, like right behind the passenger door. There's like a tunnel that you can put like a tent, basically. Like there's a ton of shit that they actually like, and they've talked about how like you can run the battery, like you're not, because you're not running the engine, right? It's just one big fucking battery.
Exactly.
So you don't have to actually turn the car on. It's that's interesting. Yeah. Like to run AC in a car, you have to turn the engine on.
Yeah, and run it, and like it's wasting a bunch of power because it's powering other things too. Like
that's pretty cool, actually. Now I'm thinking about that.
If somebody creates, and I think in the next 5 years,
and also too, while you're camping, you could throw a big panel up top.
Yeah.
Big solar panel somehow charge. I don't know if they've made anything like that yet, but
imagine somebody who makes an electric sportsman's truck that has like everything to go camping, fishing, towing.
I think that's what Rivian's doing.
I know, and like charging your batteries, like I don't know.
I think in like the next 3 to 4 years. I'm gonna have to get a better towing vehicle. Probably, I would look at the Rivian. I'd look at the F-150. I just can't get behind the Tesla truck. I mean, I'd hit some like so many different angles and shit. I wonder.
Like you have to also realize that he just made a pro. Like he literally,
it's probably gonna
hand fabricated that. Like it's gonna look totally different.
I think so too. But at the same time, he's going to lose the interest of people like myself who are looking at other options. Like, okay, well, that I'm, even if it doesn't look like that, I've already eliminated it from the three cars that I'm looking at.
And so for instance, we're going 4 hours away tonight.
Yeah.
Would you be able to take a Tesla to where we're going?
Yeah, it's true. I don't know.
The answer is yes. I looked because there is a charging station in Lubbock, but think about what you'd have to do. So you'd have to go to
Lubbock and then go back. You would have to plan. Like it would be tough for, especially like I'm thinking about it now, like there's no fucking way I could take an electric car up to Maine.
But at the same time, if you planned it right, supposedly you can go anywhere in the U.S. with how many stations they have.
I would bet there's probably one goddamn station in Maine.
Yeah, we should look it up.
Like it's probably very like a small amount. I just realized there's always something. I was like, this is going too good. I just realized we're filming 120 fucking frames per second. To give you that an idea, every second there's 120 fucking frames, meaning this, have fun with this one. I guess we're filming some slow-mo shit and forgot to take it.
Wait, we'll just get the slow-mo of the coffee just right now.
This is 120 frames per second, by the way. Oh, why am I moving slow? there you go. Anyway, that's fucking dope. First slow-mo in a podcast, I think, yeah.
I asked you, so you watch Cars. You know who, I've always watched this guy. Dude, Cody Ko is fucking hilarious still.
What does that have to do with Cars?
That's why I've been watching.
That's who you've been watching. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. Oh, I've been watching Cody Ko as well, yeah.
He is just, I feel like you are a lot like him. I feel like
Cody Ko?
Later in life, you could definitely have a reaction channel. Like, we need to do more shit because you have the funniest reactions to like garbage content on YouTube.
I know, but the thing is, it would be tough because I feel like a lot of his reactions, and this is credit to him, are like genuine. But I think like to be that kind of individual, you have to watch the shit and you have to watch it again. Like I feel like he's not reacting for the first time. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, he is because.
But my point is like I think he does a good job of like reacting his first reaction. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, he does do Twitch where it's live reactions where he literally. Where he like just scrolls through the internet and just reacts to shit.
Okay. That'd be tough though.
The issue with it is. Like, you have to say the right things. Like, you can't.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't be too much of a fucking asshole.
If I watch it, I'd be like, oh, God, what the fuck is. I feel like that's my point. Is like, my first thing that comes out of my mouth is usually, like, the first thing I don't want to put in the video.
Yeah.
Like, it's either, like, not funny or it's just, like, really rude. Like, I'm a dick. I feel like I could just be too harsh. And two, it's like, I feel like he walks a very fine line of being, like, a complete piece of shit and then also being hysterical, you know?
Yeah,
like
but
anyone who does that kind of content walks a fine line.
Yeah, he walks a fine line, and he's done such a good job of.
He also
the
picks
years.
The right people too to make fun of. Like nobody likes these fucking people. Like nobody like my favorite one is like Mr. Struggle. No one likes those two bitches. Like fucking pieces of shit. Like I watch that shit hit home. That's why people simp. It's because people like that they make guys feel like fucking dirt.
Mr. Struggle. You just have to be so.
You're Mr. Struggle.
I am, but then you realize, you know, everybody has their own struggles in life. You just gotta wake up and just film a podcast, and then things are all good. Mr. Strong. Do you think? Okay, I was gonna ask this earlier.
I was literally just thinking, like, those if those two girls met you, they would be fucking disgusted. They'd be like, "This is the fuck, Mr. Struggle. We've met Mr. Struggle's match. This is like fucking the struggle lord. He's the fucking king of struggle." Those two, that's like your, that's like those two chicks' worst nightmares. Like fucking hearing about how this kid bought two Teslas, canceled them.
Doesn't know what to post on YouTube. Just lost his way.
Ew, you're gross.
Anyway, I was gonna ask this earlier on my struggling abilities because I've talked to a couple people. Even Matt, me and Matt had this conversation the other day. Do you think I need another cameraman?
Yeah, I do. It's just nice to have someone around, you know.
I suck at editing too. Like
me too. The thing is, if you don't edit for a while, you just don't want to do it, and you just don't get good. You're like, you're not good at it anymore.
Yeah,
like when I edit videos, man, they're a steamy pile of shit. I just kind of get to the point.
You get to a point where you're just trying to wrap the video up instead of like putting in your twists.
I mean, we've filmed and edited hundreds of videos, and especially like too from my perspective, like when I get home, when I'm done fishing, the last goddamn thing I want to do is rewatch the shit I just filmed. Like we all have an amazing fucking life, but I'll keep it real. The last thing I fucking want to do is watch me again lose that fucking fish, like drive the boat, like just trying to stay awake. Like holy fuck, you know. But I'm agreeing to what you're saying. But it's nice to have Alex, my camera dude, there with to kind of balance out. Because I also do edit some of my shit, but I mean it's like 10%, maybe.
Is Instagram still the? So did you find Alex or did Alex apply to the?
No, I. He applied. He sent me an email. I got a lot of fucking emails, and I found him, and he sent me some of the shit that he did, like for, because he used to work at a, I'm okay saying that. I'm probably fine. It doesn't matter. He used to work for like a club, like an EDM club.
Yeah.
And they have like ventures, like, they'd have like adventures. What? I had a stroke. They have venues there, like the Venture Club goes there, and like Skrillex wasn't there, but like people, like artists like him, and he sent me that shit. He also sent me a piece that he did for company called TFO and shit like that. It was really good. And then I called him and I said, hey, come down. Flew down like the next week. He fished with me and Bryce, edited the video. I looked at him like, all right, this is good work. And he's been, solid gold since.
I think you did it right though. Like we were saying last night, like you've learned from some of my mistakes of just like.
I did say that. That's kind of a dick thing to say.
No, it was good. But like.
Alex, I'm glad you fucked up because now I know what not to do.
Keeping like him having his own spot. Like there's so many good things you did. And I feel like I need to, if I do get a new person, I do need to do
well,
that.
Well, I think it was tempting to like have him come like move in here. But like I was also thinking to myself, like he probably doesn't want that. I definitely don't want that.
Yeah.
Like I've got an extra room here that doesn't see the light of day. Like no one slept in that bed since the last time, January.
I slept there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a fucking second. So it's like, you know, it'd be cheaper to come and have live with me. And then it'd be nice to like, I don't know. I just think about it from like an actual business standpoint. Like Alex is my friend, but we're also, he gets paid. And then I also benefit too by the fact that he edits my videos. So it's also gotta be like a working and friendship.
Yeah.
But no. I still go out and I just drink my lungs out with that kid.
Have fun. So if you guys are still watching, you know anybody who wants to be a videographer.
If you guys are still watching, sorry.
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 I will, I'll leave a link to like a Google form that you could fill out in the description if you want.
We should just put that in the beginning of the video. Because.
True.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like you should be like, hey, before we get, it's kind of tough though to put in the beginning of the video now that.
Yeah, we don't have to. I'll just put it in the
description. It's like it's going to ruin your success of finding anyone at the tail end of a video. I mean, view duration on these things, what, like 2 minutes? 50 seconds?
Well, here's my hope. Here's my hope on this.
Okay.
Somebody tells somebody that's, you know, if you know.
Word of mouth.
If you know, it's word of mouth marketing. Also, I'm just starting. Have
them give you a call at.
No, don't say that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
There'll be a link in the description. You can fill out the Google form.
Or just text me and I'll give him, or shoot me a DM and I'll give him your number too.
The deal is that I'm not. When I was looking for a person in the past, I was super rushed. I'm like, I need this now.
Yeah.
I'm very chill. Like,
yeah, take your time.
I'm going to take my time. If I find the right guy, I find the right guy.
Yeah.
Summer's coming up. I'm probably going to actually.
I also did it in a time where like I wasn't really fishing or filming much.
Yeah.
Alex and I like connected during like February. Like right now, like it's going to get hot. It's going to get slow.
There's always things to do though. Maine. I'm going to Maine with you. How long? You think you're going to stay there for a while or what?
Oh, yeah. Whole summer. Got a car up there. I'm going to bring that boat up there. I got two snowmobiles, which I, oh, fuck, I can't use those. I got a cabin. It's a big cat. It's nice.
Hey, what happened with Nantucket?
What do you mean?
Are you still renting a house there this summer or no?
Probably not.
No.
Maine is kind of the Nantucket move. I might do like a week there. It's expensive.
I know.
Really fucking expensive. Nantucket. We'll save that for a different podcast.
Yeah, we'll save that for another one. Yeah, this has been a great coffee time.
Coffee time with the boys. Chirped in coffee time.
I think we might need to be doing this more where we're just like in the mornings.
In the mornings, I'm fresh. I'm alive. You know, doing this drunk is nice, but it's also not good because shit gets said and I'm just like, slurring my words.
And we're just like, whatever. Just post whatever. It. That's why we had to cut the last two. But hopefully you guys enjoyed. We're not promoting drinking or anything. We're just, you know.
But we're saying if you do drink, then awesome. We do as well.
You can if you want. If you're not, it's
over
cool
the
too.
Age of 21, unless you're in Canada.
Yeah, then it's what, 15?
Eight. Now it's 18.
Thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Chirped. Let us know what more topics you want us to talk about. And
drop a comment, bitches.
Yeah, do that. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Wow, that was good.